Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Steve Livengood about a project going on. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon.
Steve, you have lots of projects going on, but the one that's sort of the top of my list, your list, our list, it has to do with the American Legion Memorial Building.
Indeed. And it's I'm not sure it's on the top of the list, but it's the next one on the list.
All right.
So we got to take them in order. Yes, it's
that's
the next
true.
One on the list. It's Friday, so that's pretty close.
It is October 9th, noon to 6 at the American Legion Memorial Building. And most people go, what?
Yeah, that's the armory.
I mean,
we have to call it that because it's carved in stone on the front of it. And it's really not an armory anymore, but it's always been the armory, and it'll always be the armory to me.
I know, that just comes right out of your mouth. And I'm trying to kind of change people because it was built as a memorial.
Correct, absolutely. It was a memorial first and then an armory. So, but it was, well, I guess it was most recently an armory, but no, actually it is most recently a memorial
it
building.
Is.
That's what we're back to now.
It is. And so lots of things have been happening there, Steve.
Oh, you know, I tell you, we have completely redone the thing. We've got a meeting room down there for the veterans. We've got a military collection or military museum down there where the old Koch Museum used to be. We have a military library down there. We're working on the memorial hall now. I just drew up plans yesterday for the kitchen and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening down there.
And so this will be a great time on Friday to come and see how far it has moved. Now, if you haven't been there for, I'm going to say, maybe a month, you better come.
Yes, but don't lean against the walls because more than likely there'll be wet joint compound on the walls. We are working down there, and some of others are working down there daily at least. It's happening all the time.
So open house noon to 6, and along with that is?
Well, I don't know. We call it the flea market. We call it the garage sale, whatever we call it. We have a bunch of stuff that was given to us, and it's up on the drill floor. We started it last summer. We did it. Did fairly well. Been selling throughout the year. You know, people find out we've got, they come down, look, see what we've got. But this time it's different. Everything goes. I mean, we will not do this again next year. Well, if we do, we'll have to find new stuff because everything goes. We have some folks down there that are using the building. They need the space, so we have to clean off the drill floor.
And when let's talk a little bit about what's there, because, you know, people think if they go to a garage sale, they're thinking clothes and dishes and so on. This is much more.
We do not have clothes and shoes and Tupperware and that sort of thing. No, we have electrical. We have exercise equipment. We have kitchen items, pots and pans, and quite honestly, a lot of the stuff, if it doesn't sell, I'm just going to haul it across the tracks and recycle it anyhow. This is its intrinsic value on it, even if it's not valuable. But there's furniture down there. There's wrought iron table. There's just all kinds of things, big stuff.
And yes, and when we say flea market, I think some people, you know, garage sale, flea market, all of those kinds of things that we use to describe it. Again, I think people think little things. I don't know how many kitchen sinks I counted.
I think there's like 5 of them down there. I'm going to reserve one for the kitchen. But yeah, and those kitchen sinks also include countertops. So yes, it's big stuff. It think commercial or industrial, the things that you need for a house, but you wouldn't sell at your house when you're having your garage sale. I mean, who's wanting to sell their kitchen sink? I do. I want to sell like 5 of them.
You've collected these over time. And again, household kinds of things, furniture, quite a few lighting, both lamps and lighting fixtures.
As we're doing the armory, rather than going out and buying things, people are giving me stuff. If I need a light for a room or something like that, and, oh, hey, you need some lights, and walla walla bing bang, I've got, you know, a whole pickup load of lights come in. I need 2 of them, and the rest of them I don't need. So it's almost surplus construction items that we have down there also.
And since you said everything has to go, that means the price is?
The price is an everything has to go price, meaning if you don't take it, I'm going to throw it away. So yeah, price is free.
Like free, we would appreciate a free will donation. I mean, talking about all the things that are going on, But there's no price.
There is no price. There is no set price on anything. You do not have to quibble on what the price is. You don't have to try to talk us down because we've started at zero, and I'm not going to pay you to take it.
Oh, that's a good point. It is free, but we're not paying you. And a plus, this is something new, Steve, are the shopping bags.
Yes, indeed. You've probably seen some of the businesses in the big box. They'll send you a shopping bag in the mail and say, if everything you can put in this bag, there's 25% off or something like that. And so we kind of took that same idea and changed it a little bit. We're not going to send you a shopping bag because postage is there. We'll have them down there. You come and get them. And it's not 25% off of everything you can get in the bag. It's free, whether you can get it in the bag or not. So, yeah, we're going to give you stuff, and we'll give you a bag to haul it away, too.
And then there's lots of things that won't go in the bags, and that's okay, too. And I want to be sure to let people know, when they take this bag home, they need to look at it, because there's some important information
there
on it.
There is. It's not just a bag. It has website. And it has email addresses on it. It has ways that you can contact us in case you can't find me. So, yeah, you can check out our website. You can check out our Facebook page. I think there's something about like it on Facebook. I don't know. I'm not a Facebook kind of guy. But there's information there. There's photos there. There's email. Yeah, you can get hold of us.
Good way to keep up to date. And then going back kind of to all of the renovation that's going on, people may want to get in contact because this is a very usable space, or soon will be to that point.
Two things on the renovation we're doing down there. Yes, it's going to be a usable space once we get it done. We're not competing with everybody. You know, our theme down there is military. So if you have a group of guys who are getting together and telling war stories, the ideal place to do it. That's what the decorations and the memorabilia that's down there is about. That will be there. One of the things I'd probably like to hit on the renovation, there's basically two guys doing it. We're not hiring contractors. So myself and another guy are doing it. We're getting kind of tired. And so we're looking for volunteers. If you have some skills or you would like to develop some skills, if you don't know anything about laying ceramic tile, come on down. I'll teach you how to lay ceramic tile. You want to learn how to frame a wall? You want to learn how to sheetrock, something like that? We're looking for volunteers. We have a laundry list of things that need to be done. If you're not looking for construction, you'd like to inventory items in the museum. If you'd like to inventory items in the library, we have tons of stuff for you to do. If you want to just come on down. Yeah, except you got to find me there is the first thing. So look for the little blue van with the gun nut license plates, I suppose. Or the white pickup is down there a lot, too.
That's true. That's Bob Boots, who's your co-worker on all of this. And, of course, every once in a while, some other people get involved in some small things. But it's time to get more people involved. And, Steve, I want to go back. You know, you just mentioned a lot of things yet to be done. But there have been so many things done. I thought it was interesting. You had a class reunion there. And somebody came out of the women's restroom and going, that's really nice.
You know, we're not really doing anything halfway. We're trying to do things nice. We could probably go faster if we weren't nice, but it's going to last for a long time, and I'd really like nice instead. Yes, we're using wood, and we're using ceramic, and yeah, it's nice. But on the flip side, that kind of stuff is expensive, so it takes a while. If you want to come down and put up, you know, 100 feet of wall. We need 100 feet of wall put up. I don't have the material to do that right now.
Not yet. The other important thing that's been a big accomplishment, much of it due to your work as well as the Cass County Foundation, is the conditioning of the air. So important.
Yes, and you picked up on my term. We put air conditioning in, but it's not because it was hot down there and we wanted it cold. We put air conditioning in so it can condition the air. We have 100-year-old items down there, 100-year-old books, thousands of books down there. 80% humidity is not good for that stuff. So we did put in some conditioned air, which is also heat, too. So I thought it was kind of ironic we were talking about laying floor tile. It wasn't too many years ago where we couldn't tile the bathrooms because it was going to be too cold down there. Hey, I can tile this winter because I've got heat.
And it really makes it more comfortable for people, too.
Sure it does. Yeah, you don't have to wear your Carhartts to come down to work.
So all of this is happening this Friday, October 9th. kind of played that around the homecoming theme, you know, come before the game, after the parade, whatever. October 9th, noon to 6 at the American Legion Memorial Building, which is
the Armory.
At 201 Poplar. I think most people know where the Armory is. We want to thank you very much, Steve Livengood, for all of the work you've done and for coming in to visit with you and inviting folks to the open house and the humongous whatever sale.
Yeah, stuff sale.
Until next time, here's a thought. Let's say thank you and be grateful to all the veterans and their families and supporters.